U.S. sanctions push Russian auto sector to bolster Chinese ties. The U.S. recently cast a spotlight on Russia's automobile sector, targeting prominent firms like Avtovaz and Sollers with economic sanctions. While these measures, revealed in mid-September, come from the escalating geopolitical tensions, industry insiders believe that the sector's resilience, fortified by evolved supply chains and deepened alliances with Chinese entities, will mitigate potential fallout. The sanctioned list prominently features the state-owned Avtovaz, renowned for producing the Lada brand, and Sollers, with substantial stakes in the Moskvich car, drawing heavily from China's Jack brand. Of note, Avtovaz from Kaliningrad remains conspicuously absent from the U.S. Department of Treasury's SDN, specially designated nationals, list, which earmarks companies for potential asset freezing. In the wake of this development, while Avtovaz has chosen to remain silent, Sollers radiated confidence. Their representatives highlighted to the Russian business journal, Kommersant, that the firm had proactively fortified its operations, ensuring they're robust against such sanctions. They particularly emphasized a significant pivot towards technological autonomy. Post-sanctioned strategies seem less daunting for Sollers as they aim to repurpose factories abandoned by former collaborators like Mazda, Ford, and Isuzu. These facilities will be reinvigorated to produce vehicles under the Sollers brand, utilizing Chinese technology licenses. Concurrently, Avtovaz plans to collaborate with the Chinese automaker, FAW, producing vehicles at a facility once occupied by Nissan. This shift is complemented by their keen interest in forging new alliances and integrating Chinese components seamlessly into their production processes. The weight of these sanctions, analysts believe, will bear down most on Avtovaz. The firm was deeply integrated with Renault's supply chains until the unfortunate events surrounding Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine. This geopolitical upheaval, coupled with ensuing restrictions from the European Union on component supplies, compelled Avtovaz to halt production momentarily. The comprehensive sanctions sweep across some notable domestic suppliers like Itelma, known for its stability and anti-lock braking systems developed for Avtovaz models. Alexei Vorobyov, Itelma's general director, voiced his astonishment, questioning the reasoning behind targeting an entity with purely civilian objectives. The sanctions' reach extends beyond car manufacturers. They've impacted other significant industry players like Tenar and CTZ Uraltrak, a pivotal diesel engine manufacturer in Russia. Despite the looming challenges, Russian analysts remain optimistic. They predict the domestic auto sector's adaptability, combined with synergies formed with Chinese suppliers, will render the sanctions less effective. A key strategy, they believe, lies in indirect cooperation, particularly in global export initiatives. Supporting this forward-thinking stance, Avtovaz has recently unveiled plans to establish a production base in Egypt, positioning it as an export nexus for the broader African market. Statista data points towards a burgeoning African car market, with sales hitting 790,100 units in 2022. As the Russian auto sector navigates through these sanctioned waters, the realignment towards Sino-Russian collaborations could potentially mitigate the sanctions' intended economic sting, keeping the industry's wheels turning on the global stage. Don't miss it. Lucid Group ignites Saudi auto sector with first-ever electric car facility.